cure the disease condition of our existence. And then it will be cured. For that purpose, we have to execute austerity, penance, tamasa brahmacharyena kamena dameena va. These practices are there. But there is one practice that is called bhakti. Kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayam. One, vasudeva parayam. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatmati. When one understands the Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is everything, then he becomes the greatest Mahatma. That platform is achieved after many, many births. Bhavanam janmanamantri jnanavan vang prapadvati. Vasudeva sarvam. Vasudeva is canvassing. Sarvadharmān paritajya māmekam saranam. You just surrender to me, I shall give you your protection. And one has to come to this position, Vasudeva sarvam. So one who is intelligent, he will take it immediately. That bhavanam janmanam chapter many of these births, if I have come to this position, the Vasudeva is everything. So why not accept it immediately? That's the only thing. Why should I work for many, many births? I've got no sense. I've got this human body. Let me do it immediately. That is so. And if you want to wait for many, many births to come to this conclusion, we can do that. That is our misfortune. So our Krishna consciousness moment is that you take images without waiting for many, many births. Don't wait. Now we have got human form of body, and here is the opportunity to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why not do it now?
And is it sure to go through in this life if you try this something?
Yes, it is sure. He said, aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokkhyasya. It is sure. It is not speculation. It is fact. As soon as you surrender, you immediately become free from all sinful reaction of life. And we suffer on account of sinful reaction of life. So intelligence is that here is the opportunity. Mami was a prapadante mayami samsaranti se. To get out of the clutches of the influence of material energy, why not take it now? That is what. Vasudeva sarvamiti, samahatmasudeva.
When you talk of Krishna, sometimes we talk with our friends here, and I think you are here, is really, to ask you this thing. When you talk of Krishna, do we mean that we are talking of Krishna or Mahabharata, or we are talking the Krishna, the God, or the Supreme Head?
Well, Krishna, Mahabharata and Krishna, God is the same person. Why do you differentiate? Why you are differentiating? My question will be, how do you differentiate the Krishna, Mahabharata and Krishna, God different? Because Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, that is a chapter in the Mahabharata. So how do you differentiate? What is the cause that you are differentiating?
What I think that the...
You think you have already expressed. But where is the basis of your thinking like that? Because everyone knows the Mahabharata battle was there. Battle of Kurukshetra. That is a chapter in the Mahabharata. And Krishna is the speaker in that battle of Kurukshetra. And Arjuna is the fighter. How do you take away the Krishna of Mahabharata from the battlefield of Kurukshetra? What is your reason?
That is all right. Krishna thought that do you take it?
You have to take it. Because there is no difference. As soon as you bring in Mahabharata and Krishna, Krishna is the same. You cannot take it differently. Because Krishna is speaking to one of the parties of the fighter. The Kurus and the Pandavas. And that is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Dharma Khetra, Sukhetra, Samaveta, Jidushama. Jidushama means two parties desiring to fight. Who are those parties? Mamaka Pandava Saiva. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. It is the Mahabharata history. So how can differentiate this Krishna, that Krishna? There is no possibility. It is imagination. The beginning is Mahabharata and the Bhagavad Gita.
Swami, I read an article recently. One of my secretaries, he got that article to me. It was written by Dr. Banerjee in India, the proper Kolkata University. And he says that Krishna and the Mahabharata, the Kurukshetra, that is all imagination.
That is a foolishness. He is a fool. He does not know the fact. And he has posed himself as a learned scholar. That is difficult. Fools and rascals presenting themselves as scholar and misrepresent. People are being misguided. Because he is a learned scholar, you are citing his example.
Yes.
But he is a fool. He doesn't know what is Mahabharata, what is Krishna. And still he wants to put, to say something, that is his foolishness. He doesn't know. And he still wants to speak something, that is cheating. The cheating propensity is there for conditioned soul. He does not know one thing, but still he wants to speak about it. That is cheating. How you can differentiate? If you are actually a student of Mahabharata, then how you can differentiate the speaker in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and Krishna? Krishna is accepted there as Bhagavan. When a Vajra writes Krishna's statement, he writes Bhagavan Uvasa. He is Bhagavan. And as well as he is a historical person in the Mahabharata. He never writes Krishna, Bhagavan. He writes Bhagavan. And Arjuna admits Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Brahma. Purusham, Adhyam, you are the Supreme. How can you differentiate Krishna, Mahabharata, and Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna? These are mythical.
No, sir, we didn't say that Krishna or Mahabharata. We said that you read, I don't know that number, what I read, just when you read the Vedic literature, there comes some Nirguna Brahma and Saguna Brahma. Now,
Krishna is Parabrahma.
Huh?
Krishna is Parabrahma.
Yeah, but my confusion came, sir.
Brahma, Brahma, there are we are all Brahma, living entities. We are simply thinking on this body. So, when you are, that I was thinking, liberation, when you come to the conclusion that I am not this body, I am Brahma, so you are already Brahma, but you are forgetfully, you are thinking that you are Indian. That is Maya. We are all Brahma. But due to our ignorance, lack of knowledge, we are thinking, I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am this, I am that. That is Maya. So, when you actually understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, that is a fact, that condition is called Brahma Bhuta. Now we are Jiva Bhuta. We are thinking I am an individual person of this country, of this religion. That is Jiva Bhuta. But when we understand that we are not Jiva Bhuta, we are Brahma Bhuta, that is our liberated position. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When one becomes actually understanding that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, then my all responsibility of this body becomes an immediate diseases. I am not this body. And why I am working for this body? Why I am in ignorance? And that is called Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Na sochati na kankati. That is liberated state. So, we are already Brahma. There is no question of becoming Brahma. We are mistaking something else that I am not Brahma. So when we come to the actual understanding, aham brahmasmi, that is called Brahma Bhuta state. Brahma Bhuta prasannatma. Na sochati na kankati. Samastarvi, then he sees everyone on equal level, that every soul is Brahma. Vidyavinaya sampanne, brahmani, gavihasvini, suni seta sapati, sapannita samadas. That is samadas. He sees the same soul within a learned brahmin and within a dog. Samastarvi, he says. That is the stage of bhakti. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Nato Sati Nakam Sati, Samat Sarvi Sudhutis, Madhvakti Lavatika. So, when you come to the standard of bhakti, then you can understand Krishna. Bhakti Rama Vijana. Unless you come to that stage, you cannot understand Krishna. It is a mistake. Manushyanam sahasresu tatsid jati tisiddhar. The siddhi means to become liberated from the bodily concept of life. So out of many millions of people, one gets the opportunity of becoming siddha, brahma-buddha. And jatatamavi siddhana tatsid jati mantap. And those who are siddha, liberated, out of many of them, kashchit vetri mantam. So how this Mr. Banerjee will understand Krishna? He is not a bhakta. He can understand. He can talk of the honey within the bottle. He cannot taste it. If he wants to test, somebody must be able to open this bottle and give him liquid. Then we left. And then we let him beat up the boss. Yes. So those who are licking the bottles, they cannot say what is the taste of the honey. One must actually taste. That is possible. That taste is available by the bhakta, not by the so-called scholars. Nāyamātmā prabhutane na labdhā, that is Vedic English. Nā medhaya, nā bhuna sute, nā. You cannot realize self by your intelligence, or by your learning, or by your brain. Nāyamātmā prabhutane na labdhā, nā bhuna sute, nā. So, when the Atma, Paramatma reveals himself to somebody, he can understand. And that revelation is possible when you are a bhakta. Otherwise, he clearly said, bhakta vāma vyāna. He never said, like brain one can understand. Never said. By speculation one can understand. No. This is not the truth. Bhakta Amiya, Ravan Eschari Kapta. In the beginning he said, Kashi Vekivan Tatra. Zatatama Vishidhyana. Those who are Siddhas already liberated. Out of that, many, still, they are unable to understand. Tattat, in truth. But here he says, Bhaktyanāma vijānāti, jāvānyasyāmi tattat. Only through bhakti, one can understand. In truth, what is this? Otherwise, it is not possible. Because one is scholar, he can understand Krishna. That is not it.
But this paradox, which is basically mostly in Vedas comes, that the form of the real God is neti-neti, and then they say that the whichever people like Rama and Krishna, they call it is a
they say.
I mean,
they say they are nowhere. Because if it is a fact that one can understand God through bhakti, so whatever bhakta says, that is valid. What a nonsense says, it has no value. It has no value. They say. So first of all, we have to think what they are. Are they speculator or bhakta? Just like beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Bhaktosi, I am talking to you Bhagavad Gita because you are my bhakta. So it is the subject matter. Bhagavan is the subject matter for the bhakta, not for others. Others they will speculate only. They will never understand what is Krishna. Yes, this is dharmasya glani, that those who are not bhakta, speculators, they are talking of God. This is dharmasya glani. How they can talk of God? They cannot talk. If they are talking, they are misleading. Because nobody can talk of God unless you are devotee. You see? Bhaktosi. The subject matter of Bhagavad Gita is to be understood by bhakta, not by speculator. Really?
Yoga prasta purakana.
I am thus talking to you that Puratan, old Yoga system, which I spoke to the Sun God. Why you are talking to me? Then?
Bhaktosi me.
Bhaktosi me. You are the Vedantis. You are the soldier. So how the soldier can understand the highest topics of Bhakti Yoga? Mangli was satyam yogam prattvaramam. The yoga. How the soldier, Arjuna is not a Vedantis, he is a fighter. There was a doubt that how a soldier can understand. Therefore, Krishna, Bhaktosi, you can understand, because you are my Guru. The first qualification of Almighty Bhakta, then he can understand. Otherwise, it is not possible.
How can then the God can come in, can be in a human form? Because human, when you talk of human body, it is a...
He does not come in human form. He is like human being. Vibhut. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. He is, in the Bible it is said, that man is made after God. The human being, two hands, two legs, this body they have got, that is the original form of God. But because he comes in that form, avajananti mana mulha, manasin kanuvas, they think that he is a man. His original form is that. But because they are habituated to see two hands, two legs of human being, we take him as human being. But that is his original form. Abhijananti manamuga. And so if we accept him as a human being like us, then we are mura. Rascal. He says, Abhijananti manamuga. Manasim sanuvas. Param bhavam. They do not know what is behind this human form. God is omnipotent, almighty. He can take any form he likes. He cannot take it. He cannot say how Brahma can come in human form. Why he cannot come? It is all powerful. What is the difficulty? Taking your argument, if Brahma is all powerful, then what is the difficulty for him to come as human being?
There is no difficulty, that's reasonable.
Yes, but if we take him, just as there are so many gentlemen, that here is a lawyer or here is a high court judge, and if I take him, that he is also an ordinary man, that is my mistake. Even if he comes as ordinary visitor, he still is right of that. His position is not declared.
That's what we will have to expect.
Therefore, Krishna, even in case that he has come as human being, he still is Krishna, is God. That is excellent.
Avajananti mamutha manushin thanagasita padam bhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwara. Translation. Fools deride me when I descend in this human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be.
Yeah, but this type of statements have been made in all the other religions also. The prophet always speaks like a man.
Yes, the prophet can speak.
Yeah,
prophet is representative of God.
Yeah, it is like that term that you said, that he's a small pond and a big pond. No doubt, he is a big light. You cannot ignore that thing. This thing, but what my conclusion is this thing, that we have to, and a bhakt will also, with a limited sense, will never able to go to that extent unless he has to surrender to some bigger power than him. And what I think
But we take Krishna as a bigger power.
Right, sure. We have to take. We have to take even some of this, any statement you make, we are going to take it, because we think people of your state who have experienced the life, and which I didn't do, they are the authority on that thing.
If he accepts Krishna authority, then at least he is bigger than you.
Yes, sure. Not authority in this thing, because they have experience. They have gone to that stage.
Mm.
And definitely we have to, because this is from a teacher, a boy learns, and it is that message. You have to learn from higher person.
Mm. So if you accept Krishna as the highest authority, and not only you accept, but all other authorities they accept. Find out this verse. Parabrahma param dhāma pavittam paramam bhavān.
Arjuna vāca, parambrahma param dhāma pavittam paramam bhavān. Purusam śāśvatam nityam.
Purusam śāśvatam nityam.
Ādi devam ajam.
Ādi devam ajam viru.
Ahuṣṭvāṁ viṣāśvāve divāśya naradaskata. Asito devalo vyāta svayam saiva
brīvīśṇe. So, this is confirmation that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if you accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you have to accept him as he says.
It's a great power, yes.
Not great power, but greatest power. Nobody is greater than him. That is accepted by the direct listener of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna. And he is giving evidences of Vyasa, Vasistha, Devala, Narada, their authorities. And in the recent years, the acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were not accepted. And he speaks also when there is doubt. There is doubt.
No, I don't have. I just want to clear this thing, that thing. I accept this thing. It is the great power. It is the supreme power.
Not a great, the great power. Bhakta paraparam nanna. There is no more greater power than it. That is it for me.
Because my point is this thing. Sometimes a difference comes in this thing. Suppose a man of other religion says, okay.
No, it is not the question of religion. It is the question of God. God is great. That is accepted by all religions.
Yes, sir.
So, if Krishna is the great, then he is God. Where is that going?
Yeah, then they didn't come. Question didn't come. Just like you stated, the time
so he is, then you have to study Krishna. That where he is the great, the only great, then you will understand. God is great, there is no religion will differ in this country. But if you find that yes, Krishna is the greatest, then you have to accept. There is no other argument. Try technical sign, go to the top.
Original back to Godhead. What if I'm having a compass?
Yeah. God is great, now we have to analyze what is the greatness. A man is supposed to be great when he is very rich. A man is supposed to be great when he is very wise, man of knowledge, strength, reputation. So item by item, you analyze and see. You see Krishna is the greatest. By reasoning, therefore is God. They have been analyzed. You find in the nature of devotion. The Goswamis have analyzed the characters of Krishna. They found him the greatest. If God is great, and if He is the greatest, then He is God. I cannot deny. At least we can see the Bhagavad Gita, the little knowledge given by Krishna, that is still standing the greatest. 5,000 years passed. Nobody could give such a book of knowledge throughout the whole world. The Bhagavad Gita is studied not only by the Indians or the Hindus, but by all scholars of this. Even such persons who think that there is somebody greater than us, they also decide from the Bhagavad. Even Shankaracharya, the leader of the Mahavad, he says, Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Gita. Doesn't say?
Was it not Shankaracharya Swamiji who said to Vandaya Krishna Jagat Guru?
Yes.
Was it?
He is the leader of the impersonalists. He accepts Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. So Bhagavan Sam Krishna. Then what to speak of the Vaishnava Acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya. He is Ramanucharya giving Bhagavad Gita talents. Every line, Vedic evidence. Read Bhagavad Gita, commented by Ramanusarva, in fact, every line he has quoted from Veda. So, there is no doubt about it. Simply, one has to study very intelligently about Krishna. Then he will come to the public. That he is God.
I would like to ask a question, but I'm a little bit timid about doing so. But I will ask it. It's this. Would it be possible to think of, first I'd like to say that I think of religions as personalities. Would it be possible?
Why?
All the religions.
No. Why you think like that? You are not authority.
I'm going to say that I do. I don't say that I'm right to do so.
That is why. This is due to our limited knowledge.
Yes.
Because I am a person. I've got my limited knowledge. I'm thinking of God. That If God is a person, then he has limited knowledge. That means I am bringing God to my head. That is my defect. He said, God is all-powerful, almighty. Still, he cannot become a person. Why do you think that? If he is almighty, he can become a person.
Yes.
Then why do you deny it?
I don't.
Then there is no question, you see.
But my question, I still want to ask the question. I'm not that it's the right question, but I do want to ask it. And I'm not sure that I can formulate it, but it would be a little like this. Maybe. Well, maybe I don't have this. I'll skip it.
You are Christian.
No.
Then at my end, whatever you name.
It would be possible to say that, this is my question, yes, would it be possible to say that all the religions are, as it were, aspects of the personality of Krishna?
No. Our definition of religion is that religion is the word or the law given by God. That is it.
Yes, but then there are these...
Now, first of all, we have to agree on the privilege.
There's more
religion means the word of God or the law given by God. That is religion.
But I go into a Catholic church and I feel a different environmental personality from the environmental personality I feel when I come here. Or, and if I'm looking for God, which I think is here, I feel God, certainly I feel it very strongly, in your person. Well, that's a brutal thing to say, but
That's all I have already expressed, because every living entity is part and parcel of God. So, that's like this particular board. The board is there. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, but sometimes you feel more than another.
Let me see, big particle and small particle. But particle, there are many different sizes. That is another thing. But as soon as you get a particle, the gold is already there. Similarly, whenever you find any living entity, God is there.
That certainly answers my question. It really does. Thank you.
And actually, that God is there with the living entity. Ishara sarvabhutanam vidyeshe arjuna tishtati. He particularly pointed out, here is God, within the core of the heart. Now the yogis, they try to find out God in his body. That is called meditation. Dhyana vasita tadgatena manasa apachanti yam yogis. This is the process of the yogis to find out God is in himself. Bhagavad Gita and Lord Krishna say, Itatsena, so, God is everywhere, there's no doubt about it. Within you, within me, within the atom, that is explained in Bhagavad Gita also. Maya tatamidam sarvam. I am everywhere. So God is everywhere. That is God's omnipresence, omnipotency. But still, God has his actual position. Naham teishu avasyam. Maya tatarudam sadam jagatam bhakta murtina. Makhani sarvabhuta. Naham teishu avasyam. This is a great science. If we understand, then we can understand what is God, what is pollution, how He creates everything. That is His greatness. Although He is in His own abode, still He is everywhere. That is His greatness. I am here, I am not in my bedroom. But above God, it is said, Goloka eva nivasati abhila atam. That is God. He is far, far away from our this planet. That is a planet, Goloka eva nivasati. He is there, but he still lives everywhere. That is His greatness. That is the distinction between Him and us. We are in one place, but we are not all part of it. In another verse, it is expressed, Khetram Gancami Manavidhi Sarva Khetre Subha. Khetra Khetrajya. The living entity is Khetrajya. And one who knows about his body, body is called Khetra, filled of activity. I am working with this body. The cat is working with his body, the dog is working with his body, the smart spirits are working with his body. The body is filled of activity. And the soul within the body is the owner of the body. Or occupier of, not owner. So, body is also with him. Therefore he says, Khetram Gancami Manavidhi Sarva Khetresu. God is present along with the living entity. I are you. Then, I know the pains and pleasure of my body. You know the pains and pleasure of your body. But God knows the pains and pleasure of your body, my body, His body, His body. That is the difference between God. This is our explanation.
Chetana Jyam Shabimam Dithi Sarva Chetaneshu Pad Chetana Chetana Jyayor Jnanam Yastas Jnanam Patam Mama. Translation, O Sian of Bharat, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its owner is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
That is great. This is the distinction. God is great. I know about my body. You know about your body. But God knows about your body and my body and His body. That is it. That is the distinction. I am small, He is great. I cannot think of beyond the scope of this body. A little more. But He knows everything. Vedaham Samhita. That is it. In this way, we study the greatness of God, and then we can understand what is God and what is not. What is the purpose?
While discussing the subject of this body and the owner of the body, the soul and the super soul, we shall find three different topics of study. The Lord, the living entity, and matter. In every field of activities, in every body, there are two souls, the individual soul and the super soul. Because the super soul is the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Krishna says, quote, I am also the knower, but I am not the individual owner of the body. I am the super knower. I am present in every body as the Paramatma or super soul, unquote. One who studies the subject matter of the field of activity and the knower of the field very minutely in terms of this Bhagavad Gita can attain to knowledge. The Lord says, I am the knower of the field of activity in every individual body. The individual may be the knower of his body, but he is not in knowledge of other bodies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present as the super soul in all bodies, knows everything about all bodies. He knows all the different bodies of all the various species of life. A citizen may know everything about his patch of land, but the king knows not only his palace, but all the properties possessed by the individual citizens. Similarly, one may be the proprietor of the body individually, but the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of all bodies. The king is the original proprietor of the kingdom, and the citizen is the secondary proprietor. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is the supreme proprietor of all bodies. The body consists of the senses. The Supreme Lord is Rishikesha, which means controller of the senses. He is the original controller of the senses, just as the king is the original controller of all the activities of the state. And Chitrani hi sharirani bijam chapi vasve tani veti tayogatma tata chitraji uchyate. This body is called the Chetra, and within it dwells the owner of the body and the Supreme Lord, who knows both the body and the owner of the body. Therefore, he is called the knower of all fields. The distinction between the field of activity, the owner of activity, and the supreme owner of activity is described as follows. Perfect knowledge of the constitution of the body, the constitution of the individual soul, and the constitution of the super soul is known in terms of Vedic literature as jnana. That is the opinion of Krishna. To understand both the soul and the super soul as one, yet distinct, is knowledge. One who does not understand the field of activity and the knower of activity is not in perfect knowledge. One has to understand the position of prakriti, nature, and purusha, the enjoyer of the nature, and Ishwara, the knower who dominates or controls nature and the individual soul. One should not confuse the three in their different capacities. One should not confuse the painter, the painting, and the easel. This material world, which is the field of activity, is nature, and the enjoyer of nature is the living entity, and above them both is the supreme controller, the personality of Godhead. It is stated in the Vedic language, Bhokta Bhogyam Previtarangcha Matva Sarvam Proktam Trivihang Brahmanesha. There are three Brahman conceptions. Prakriti is Brahman as the field of activity, and the Jiva, individual soul, is also Brahman and is trying to control material nature. And the controller of both of them is also Brahman, but he is the factual controller.
Then he is called Parabrahma. Sarvam Kalinam Brahma. Everything Brahma, that is Parabrahma. That is accepted by Parabrahma, Paramahama, Pabrita.
In this chapter, it will also be explained that out of the two knowers, one is fallible, and the other is infallible. One is superior and the other is subordinate. One who understands the two knowers of the field to be one and the same contradicts the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who states here very clearly that, quote, I am also the knower of the field of activity. One who misrepresents a rope, be a serpent, is not acknowledged.
He says, I am also. Kattam ancha. Chaminsan. The two. Individual, Kattamka, and the collective. Kattam ancha. Very Kattamka, I am also. That two. That one. Kattamam chapu, cha apu. Kattamam chapu, panavu. That's like that is cha. And. That's one. One is covered in it. One is supreme. That's what he said. There's parabrahm. Brahma, he is also Brahma. That is parabrahm. Paramatma. He is also Atma, is Parma. Parameshara. He is also Ishara. That is Parameshara. Ishara Paramat Krishna. This is Vedic Bhakti. There are Isharas, controllers, many controllers. But Parama controller, Parameshara, is Ishara Paramat Krishna. Satchidananda Vigra, Radhi Radhi Govinda, Sarvakarana Sahara. That is confirmed of Aham Adilji Deva, Aham Sarvasa Prabhava, Matta Sarvan Prabhasa, Iti Matta Bhajante Ma, Buddha Bhavasa. It is for Brahma, it is Supreme Great, study, and then without understanding, if we take that he is also human being, then he mistakes. Parambhava Majanam, Samabhuta Mahesa. He does not know. That is my background. The Mura, Kharam Mura, Vajanam Sikhala Mura. We should not remain as Mura, we should be serious. To understand. But that is possible only through bhakti. Krishna specifically mentioned Bhakta Mahamudra. Never says that Jnana Yoga Karma. One can understand it. Of course, he will understand us because we are my hope. Because it's first party to understand. But with the Panipati, Panipati, the Bhakta is submissive. And devotees, they are not submissive. They are so proud that they have Baba, I have Baba. That attitude is not helped to understand. Apu Gola
था
मेरे को दिन पूछे ग्रह और सूर्य का पहला समस्या अरे वो अर्जुन खुद गृहस्थ अर्जुन संध्या की सही था
लेकिन और
तो उससे बढ़ के कौन आंद भगवान को समझा He says, Param Brahma, Param Bhava, Vaishnava. He understands perfect. There is no question of Grihastha or Sanna. It is the question of understanding. And Arjuna is Grihastha, politician, fighter, and still he is selected to understand Bhagavan. So, Grihastha is not a big deal.
Jesus to hai the sannyasi so jitna mahatva aur se dekh rahe hain ki ba vishwa kiwa sudra nahi kare no ab hum log samajhte hain kya jitna mahatva karta hai ke hai dhan sthiti nahi so jata hai kiwa vishwa vaila vani de brahman kiwa sudra All whether he is a sudra, kiva vipra kiva nasi kane no, or whether he is a sannyasi. That means whether he is a grihastha or brahman or there are eight varnasama, brahman, kshatri, vaishya, sudra and brahmachari, grihastha, manasa, whatever his name out of these eight categories. Kiva vipra kiva sudra nasi kane. Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta Kai Guru. Anyone who understands Krishna Parvatya, he is Guru. That's why Vandu, he is our Guru. But he is a Grihastha, he is a soldier, he is a Khatriya, he is neither Brahmin, nor Sannyasi, nor Vedanti, nothing of this. But he knows Krishna. Therefore he is Guru. तो बिरेक स्वामी से कोई डर का बात नहीं है किसका को समझना चाहिए
उनके लिए क्या करना करना
अच्छा सुनना चाहिए शबनम सुजी जी फर्स्ट डे फॉर भक्ति हियर अबाउट दिस फ्रॉम दी लाइफ सोर्स अदरवाइज ही विल मिस गाइड दैट पार्ट दूसरा रहता है तद्धि पनिपाते न परिपस्ते न श्रीवया या तो बहुत ये पर्स बैर यू कैन सरेंडर जब तक आपको ये ख्याल रहेगा हम ज्यादा समझते हैं सब तो आपको मिलेगा
हाँ तो
दैट यू हैव टू जज वेदर आई कैन सरेंडर टू दैट यू हैव टू बिहेव विद हिम Therefore, according to system, one has to study before accepting somebody as guru. One has to study that whether I can surrender to. If you think that no, I know better than him, don't accept a formal guru. That is mistake. And guru also will see his happening to be going to accept my disciple faith, let me see whether he is qualified. Then there is the guru and shishya. Not that as a passion. He is Arjuna accepted shishya as guru after talking with him. शिष्यम सारिमान सुपन्नम नहीं तो
काश्याम
भगवान
Translation. Now I am confused about my duties and have lost all composure because of weakness. In this condition I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
Everyone is perplexed in this material world. You cannot find anyone who is not perplexed. Is there anyone who is not perplexed? Can anyone say that I am not perplexed? Everyone is. Therefore everyone requires Guru.
But Guru, Guru means like Krishna or is it then? Yes?
Sir, you explained Paramatma is within everyone, every individual, human and animal alike. And you also explained that Paramatma is within every atom, too, in the universe. Then does that mean that I have one Paramatma plus about 6 trillion other Paramatmas?
No, Paramatma is the same. Paramatma is the same. Not the Paramatma within your self is different from the Paramatma within my self. The Paramatma is the same. Just like the sun. And if you put here millions of pots with water, and each pot will find the sun. But the sun is one. When the sun is on the head, you just form your plan 500 miles or 5,000 miles high. Can you say where is the sun? He says it on my head. How is this work? Everyone will say, now the sun is on my head. That is Parma. He is one. But everyone will say, he is within me, on my head. That is what. Paramatma is one. But he is everywhere. That is Paramatma. And I am Atma. I am only he. That's all. That is different. He is not defined because he is within the core of the heart of a dog and he is within the core of the heart of a human being. He is different, no? Therefore, Pandita Samadarshi.
What about the other atoms within me or the dog? Do you understand what I'm getting at? There are millions of atoms.
He's saying this body is comprised of atoms. Mm. So the Paramatma is present within this body alongside the individual soul that's operating this body. But there's also millions of other atoms, and Krishna is also within the atoms as well.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Dayani, what? Hey. Person that he studies under one time to meet me at the temple. And he took a very remote verse out of the Bhagavad Gita about sacrifice. And his idea is that to perform yajna is the way to purify the universe in the stage of Kali Yuga. And Dhyani was very supportive of him. So I was wondering if maybe you could explain a little.
Now, yajna, what does it mean by yajna?
He says, the whole Vedic religion is in five yajna, dana, tapas, karma, svadhyaya consisting.
That is stated in Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Yajna, dana, tapas, kriya, nata, adyam,
tajame. He said that. Now, he brought one more point, this thing. He said, all world over, people have forgotten. Early morning, we do, he said, yajna means has many meanings, but he has, yajna means to burn the cow ghee in the fire, and this fumigation gives you a certain purifies the atmosphere, and thus is if you do it at the right time in the morning when the sun, there is some time which he gives, and in the evening you will yourself see that you are. Your mind changes. Your prana. It affects your prana. Then it affects your mind. And if you are complex or any your problem, you will try to understand yourself by yourself. Once you do, he said it's just a physical aid. It is not any spiritual thing, but this is a spiritual aid. And that is what Alice, you know, there are many Americans that are doing really told them. And he gives a very, very nice scientific background of that thing, which convinces me that what we Hindus or the our Vedic literature, what they have said, it has some scientific meaning behind it, why we did it.
But the thing is, accepting his statement, first of all, very deep.
In this country, you can get sir.
In this country, but there are places where no deep. Then how is that possible? Your first proposition is ghee. But where is ghee? It is all dalda. So how you can perform yoga? I'm talking as a matter of argument. If ghee is not available, then how yoga will you perform?
That is actually the question when I first met him. I asked him. That's what I told
him. So then he told me, now we have to take the instruction and the Vedas that Pite jab bhayato Vishnu, Pitaam jurito makhai, Dapare paritajaya, Kalodad hariti tara. In the Kalidu, the real jabda is hariti tara. Jaggai sankirtanai prāvi jaganti hi sumedha. Sumedhasa, those who have got good breath, they perform this yoga. Harikirtan. So, there is no condition. God has given you the tongue. Either you are here or there, you can chant Harikirtan. Jaggai sankirtanai prāvi jaganti hi sumedha.
Is number important in chanting? Number. It has to be certain number or you can just chant?
Number, yes. Number, of course. No, actually, kirtaniya sadahari. Satsama. Always in chant. But because you cannot do that, therefore, you must fix up a number. Sankhapurvaka nama gananatihi. Sankhapurvaka. That I must chant so many times. That is determined. That I have prescribed to my disciples. That you must chant at page 16 now. That is very easy. But there is sankha. Sankhapurvaka nama gananatihi. The Goswami, they used to do that. Otherwise, kirtaniya sadahari. The chanting should go on 24 hours. That's why Haridas Thakur is so good. You are simply chant. But that is not possible for ordinary man. Therefore, they should have a fixed up that I must chant so many times. That way, it comes determined. Bhajanti maam dhirabhrata. There must be some dhirabhrata that I must be. Then the devotion goes very fast. It will become lilian. And shall do later. No, must be done. Dhirabhrata. Mahatmanu Suman Pratha, Devi Pradhi Mahatka. Virabhra. Everything should be determined. Then spiritual progress will be recognized.
So when we go to our office, since we come from India, naturally the very intelligent young boys and girls, they ask various questions to us. And that's part of the sake of their curiosity. Naturally, they asked the question about the Krishna consciousness. He tried to explain from our way, whatever we know. What explanation they have got when they put the example of, you know, that 16-year-old guru and something like that kind of thing. What explanation they have got in that circumstance? In that circumstance, what explanation do you have got as an individual?
This young boy guru, when they bring up this subject matter to the Indians who have come from India who are working here in America, they feel a little embarrassed.
That's true.
Lost for words or explanation what to say, that this is their Indian culture. They feel they don't know how to represent themselves.
How to represent the cut consciousness? This is my question. How to represent it? How to say it?
So what is your question? That means you do not know about it.
We don't know about those who...
Okay, I do not know about it. Simple truth that I do not know about you. Why you are very serious about him is not very important.
I even don't know who he is.
I even don't know. My wife, she sometimes watch him on the television, there was a program or something like that, where normally I don't watch him.
It's not important.
Swamiji, you just said about the guru in the Bhagavad Gita. Again, after explaining to Arjuna all what he says, then ultimately he comes and he says that which is the problem in a practical life comes that I see, maybe I see it with me and I... he spoke very frankly. Krishna, Bladi, Bhagavad.
What is that?
After, you know, Krishna has explained to him, to Arjuna, all this depth of religion and all the spirituality, and he's still a man of the caliber of Arjuna. He speaks, then he says, Chanjalam hi manam Krishna, that verse.
Well, that is said in the...
And that
comes six chapter.
That comes in practical life. But my didn't say that you try to go to a spiritual area and then all these things do come in everybody's life.
No, that was focused in connection with practicing yoga.
But Arjuna got it due to Guru, what I think, like Krishna means, is it possible in this age that one has a right Guru?
You can take Arjuna as Guru.
Then he elevates himself.
You can take Arjuna as Guru. Krishna spoke to Arjuna. Evam parampara praptam. He directly listened to him. And he is Guru therefore. Because the Guru is by the parampara. So he understood Krishna. So you take Arjuna's instructor. Make Arjuna your guru. What does he say? He accepts Krishna, Parabrahma. He accepts Krishna as Parabrahma. What is the difficulty? Arjuna, by his direct experience, talking with Krishna, he understood him that Krishna, you are Parabrahma. So you take the words of Krishna, Arjuna, and accept him as Parabrahma. What is the difficulty? The same example of one lawyer giving example, the judgment of other court. That is accepted. So Arjuna is accepting Krishna as Parabrahma. Why don't you accept? There is a division. So accept Arjuna as your guru. And whatever he said, you accept it. The difficulty is that you do not accept Guru. That is the difficulty. Otherwise, where is it here? 5,000 years, Krishna spoke to Arjuna, but what Arjuna understood, that is there. He accepted. What we are doing? We are accepting? Yes, sir. Krishna said, Matta Parparam Nanya, there is no more superior truth beyond me. We are accepting? Yes, sir. Where is it? But if you do not accept, who can make you accept? It's not possible. Krishna therefore says, Mamitam Saranam Braja, you do it. You never force it. This God you can force. It must be. No, that you do it. Not only that, he says, Jathetha Sutatha. Whatever you like, you do. What is that about?
Iti te jnanam
asyatam.
Iti te jnanam asyatam.
Asyatam. I have spoken to you everything about knowledge. Then?
Guyad
guyataram maya. Guyad guyataram. Jnanam confidence, more confidence. I have spoken to you one after another. Then?
Vimishyaitat asheshena.
Now you consider. Vimish. Asheshena. Without any doubt. Fully. Consider. Then?
Yata itcha
yata yata kathu. Fully right. He never says it must be. No. He never falls. I have spoken to you everything of all knowledge. Now you consider it, deliver it deliberately. Then to decide yourself what to do. Deliver it easy. But my opinion is there is Sarvadharma and Paritya Mahami Sansa. That is my opinion. You do it. Otherwise you do whatever you like. This liberty is there. But if you as you are my friend, then I give you the most confidence in me always. Sarva Guryatama. Sarvadharma and Paritya Mahami Sansa. It is open to everyone to accept or not to accept. But if you want Krishna's opinion, then there is opinion. That is up to you.
Perhaps you can, when people ask about the Krishna conscious movement is only limited to a few full-time devotees, I had expressed, no, in Gita, it is expressed. Now leave the verse, according to this, it stands for even people who follow and accept Krishna, it's practically everyone, who, to everyone.
Everyone? Everyone is Krishna? No?
To all the people who want to accept movement.
Swayam
Swayam Kamanda Girata, Sansad Dheva Vatena, Swayakkaram Nirata Siddhim Itharindati Satchima Satchima. Anybody who wants to accept Krishna and he is part of and he can be a part of the Krishna movement.
Mm-hmm.
He can be a part of the Krishna
movement. Yes.
With whatever sometimes
Next one?
Yeah. Yatayaprati. Bhutanam. Yena saramidam tatma. Sarvakarma. Tam. Tarasya. Siddhim. Vindati. Manava.
Sarva karmana?
Sarva karmana tam.
Advarcha. That is important. Sarva karmana tam advarcha. Whatever engagement you may have with the that engagement, you abhartya, just worship him.
Tam abhartya.
Yes, abhartya means worship him.
Tam abhartya.
Yes. Tam abhartya, tam abhartya. Yes. So tam, the supreme, he who worships, and he is the supreme. Matta parataram nanna. So any position, if you worship Krishna, then you realize.
Is that correct?
Huh?
That's
that is correct.
So after giving all this in the chapter, everything then comes out that despite all these things.
No, the thing is that the best thing in Sarva, Sarvadharman Purushottam. But if you cannot do that, then in your position, you can also you can worship him. And especially in this age, whatever position you are, you can chant Hare Krishna. That is Abhasana. Hey Krishna, hey Hare.
Worship him.
Yes, this is worship. This is worship. Engage in your service. That's why Haridas Thakur, you are simply chanting. You are doing nothing. So simply, you are engaged as professor. Go on with your professor, say, but chant Hare Krishna. Where is the loss? Rather, your students will learn, you are such a big professor, he is chanting, let me chant. He will preach it at the same time.
I'm a bureaucrat, no longer a professor.
Whatever it may be, the judge of authority is Shrestha Lokastha Dhanavartha. If the chief man practices something, the followers also practice. So, the businessman, professors, scientists, philosopher, who chant the holy name of God, there is no taxation, no income tax, but the income is very So, and people do not do it. Very
easy.
Yes, that is explained by Chaitanya. Nam nam kari vodha nidhasadva sakti tatkar pitanya mito smarane na kala itadisi kavu pipa bhagavan mamaki duddhai vajir samiha janilana. The holy name of God is so powerful, as good as God. Nam nam kari vodha, he has got thousands of names, hundreds of names, and each name is infested with the power of God Himself. So in these days, the chanting of holy name of God is recommended. I can take advantage of it, but I am so unfortunate, I am no interest. So easy thing. So still I am so unfortunate, I do not wish to take the name of God. This is stated by Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. Itādiṣī tava kṛpā bhagavān mamā. Bhagavān, my Lord, you are so merciful that I can be in direct connection with you simply by chanting your holy name. You have given this facility in this age. And still, I am so unfortunate, I am not inclined. Tama bhakta. So we are not inclined to ask it. That is the difference. Oh.
when there is question of worshipping him, so many things he brings is not to worship. Just to counteract the proposal. Manmana bhavamad bhakra. So we bring all kinds of arguments. How to not to become a god? That is our mission. He says, you become my devotee. And we are putting arguments. How not to become a devotee? That is our mission. We bring all arguments. This is mission.
I just finish here.
What are your thoughts, Kevin?
I was talking to Dr. Dixon. I was explaining to him that if he was unable to chant or to become full-time devotee, that your program for a person in that condition of life was something like life membership program, whereby he could become a member of the society, maintain his occupational duty, but become a member and take books and read and try to understand gradually that way. Is that satisfactory? If they can maybe do that much, that it would be some way they would be serving Krishna to your satisfaction?
Yes. We are taking so much labor writing books if somebody reads. That only the body
satisfaction. It's for their benefit. They read.
Yes, writing for reading by others.
Also, there will be a sacrifice, a very ancient sacrifice performed, which is formal initiation of becoming a disciple of the spiritual master. And you're welcome to come by. It's a very colorful and beautiful ceremony. This will take place tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Thank you.